accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Member FDIC.
So what are we actually looking at here as we see these people protesting at the State House? They're opposed to Bill 1608. They're opposed to Senate Bill 480. How dare you tell children they're not allowed to have surgeries to change who they are? How dare you say we can't have these books in school libraries? You're just banning this and banning that. You're fascist and terrible. Settle down. How's that? Maybe we need to start understanding exactly where these people are coming from. To do that, I have to bring you to Florida, because what they're doing here is how they tried to combat the Parental Bill of Rights in Florida. And what'd they say it was? The Don't Say Gay Bill. And we have seen media outlets right here in Indianapolis try and echo that sentiment because, I don't know, journalism is hard or something. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Good to be with you. Associated Press, DeSantis to expand Don't Say Gay law to all grades. The Parental Bill of Rights, which is stunning that you would even need such a thing. But in a world where people don't believe in this, you need such a thing. And I'll get to that in a second. That's a bit of foreshadowing. It does not say in it anywhere, don't say gay. It does discuss the idea very, very clearly that teachers pre-K through grade 3 shall not intentionally provide classroom instruction to students on sexual orientation or gender identity. This was a very rational point of view, and it still is, that maybe you don't need to be talking to second graders about, genders or sex in general or any type of sexual activity or proclivity. Maybe it's not necessary. Maybe it's the purview of the parents. And certainly parents have the rights to know things like, hey, your child is saying this. Hey, your child is acting like this. You should want this. I thought the point was teachers to work with parents and parents to work with teachers to create a better educational experience. What we're being told by Randy Weingarten and the rest of the stranglehold teachers unions is that education is what we do. You're lucky you get to see your kid at night. We're going to keep your kid longer during the day so you have less deprogramming time. Ooh, Tony is coming hard today. Yes, yes, and we are not done, because when one has data, one can actually do anything. Well, DeSantis is looking to expand this. The state of Florida is looking to expand this. Now, you'll note that what I just discussed never says don't say gay. It says there is no instruction to this type, to any sexual type of lesson plan in K through 3. And people objected to this. What they're saying is you should be able to have sexualized lesson plans in K through 3. Okay. That's weird. Thank goodness those people lost. Well, now there's a discussion about bringing this all the way through grade 12. And people are saying, oh, what a liar Ron DeSantis was. He said K through 3. Now he wants to say don't say gay. He wants to say don't say gay all the way through 12th grade. The legislation, flrules.org, page 5. As I have the rules, so shall not intentionally provide classroom instruction to students in pre-kindergarten. The pre is actually added. It was kindergarten through three. Now it's pre-kindergarten through grade three. At least what they want on sexual orientation or gender identity. So we've got that. That is section six. Number seven, shall not intentionally provide classroom instruction to students in grades 4 through 12 on sexual orientation or gender identity. Now, this is where the left stops reading because they're dishonest. And what they'll say to you is, see, we were right. Don't say gay. Ron DeSantis says don't say gay. What they don't do is continue with the actual legislation. Shall not intentionally provide classroom instruction to students in grades 4 through 12 on sexual orientation or gender identity unless such instruction is either expressly required by state academic standards or is part of a reproductive health course or health lesson for which a student's parents have the option to have his or her student not attend. Translation, we have a time and a place for these kinds of lessons, but we don't want teachers on the daily trying to have sex talk with their kids. Sorry, the students that they're lucky enough to teach because the kids belong to the parents. There's a time, there's a place. Otherwise, teach math. What's wrong with you? Why is it in your math class you feel the need to have a conversation about sexuality? What's wrong with you? Well, students come to us. Oh, no. We're not talking about students coming to you. We're talking about you wanting to have your life shared with these kids. And the question is, why? But there's a larger question. The foreshadowing comes back. Why do you oppose parental notification? You shall not intentionally violate or deny a student's legal rights, shall not discourage or prohibit parental notification of and involvement in critical decisions affecting a student's mental, emotional, or physical health or well-being unless the individual reasonably believes that disclosure would result in abuse, abandonment, or neglect. Now, that's a hard edge right there. But I would argue that that has to be changed too, because way too many progressives don't have reasonableness. They've decided, well, you can't tell your parents about your pronouns. They probably won't love you anymore. It'll just be our secret. You don't think that conversation has happened? I think we have nothing but data that shows that conversation is happening. So what we're looking at here is not actually, when we see the anger in this legislation, is not about the legislation regarding the education. It's about the idea that parents have rights.
This bill is modeled after one that I know very well, Florida's parental rights in the education law. Most of us know it as Don't Say Gay. And Don't Say Gay infringes on parents' rights, including LGBTQ+ and supportive parents. Bills like this make schools more hostile, and make no mistake, it results in hate, bigotry, and yes, sometimes death.
That's Representative Maxwell Frost, Democrat. That's in Congress where this is being discussed. Representative Hakeem Jeffries.
Legislation brought to us by the extreme MAGA Republicans that will put politics over parents. This legislation has nothing to do with parental involvement, parental engagement, parental empowerment. It has everything to do with jamming the extreme MAGA Republican ideology down the throats of the children and the parents of the United States of America.
That's the leader of the Democrats in the House.
Extreme MAGA Republicans don't want the children of America to learn about the Holocaust.
They will go to some extremes, won't they? The issue here isn't actually about you won't let us talk to the kids. The issue here, as we're seeing in Florida, now we're seeing on a federal level, how dare you think parents should have a say? That's the subject. Now, we could easily come to levels of disagreement about legislation in the House of Representatives or in the state of Florida and the state of Indiana. But all of these things have a connective tissue. How dare parents have a say? How dare you think you know best for your kid? How dare you want to be a parent to begin with? That's the connective tissue. And I defy, whether it's the ACLU of Indiana or anybody else, to show me where I'm wrong.